Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello and welcome to Backchat with me, Claire Mutimer.
And me, Susie Coulson. This is our weekly sister show to The Backstory. This week, we're talking about Ali Gold's A Life Less Ordinary, Part 2.
Yes, so last week on Backchat, we did the brave thing of attempting a quick version of the podcast. But this week, I think that is beyond us. Safe to say, Ali Gold has had a hell of a backstory from a difficult childhood, two kids, very young, an affair, and a breakup from marriage number one. And then she met her husband number two and had child number three, Connor.
Right, okay, so you're basically telling her whole backstory again. Okay.
Yeah, so I can't resist.
So in episode one, just to kind of recap a little bit, we hear about Ali's adult life and the breakdown of her relationships. And that leads to her getting in touch with a women's refuge. And then in this episode, episode two, you take us back to her childhood and to the abuse that she experienced then, yeah?
Yes. So it sounds like she had a horribly frightening experience with her grandfather when she was very young. We don't go into details, but Ali remembers an episode of sexual abuse, which was dealt with in quite a confusing way.
Yeah, that was odd, wasn't it? Because her grandmother came in and then sent the grandfather to his room and then took Ali out and bought her a doll. That really struck me, that section.
Yeah, so when she was given the doll, she interpreted it as a kind of bribe, I think.
Okay.
And she had a really strong reaction to that.
Yeah.
And then later on, her mum kind of changed from what Ali remembers as this kind of kind woman to something of a, well, I don't want to say monster, but like just very different.
Yeah.
And what did you make of that, Susie?
Yeah, that was unusual. I don't know whether it was the new partner that made her change, but, you know, I was very struck by how Ali described her mum in this almost kind of idealistic way. And then she reported such a stark change when she met this new man, kind of made me wonder about her mum's way of working and whether she felt that she needed to put this man's needs before those of her children, whether that was kind of her way of managing in relationships, you know, to become kind of subservient almost. And was that behaviour that Ali then learnt?
Yeah, the mother identified Ali as being like her dad. I don't know, he wasn't very popular in the mother's mind, I'm presuming. So maybe Ali was kind of grouped with him in her mind. The other thing that she said was that there was like no interaction as a family. She said that they were brought up in a family environment, but she felt like they were brought up individually.
Okay.
I couldn't be sure what she meant by this, but I was sort of presuming that they didn't kind of go out for family meals, holidays, like, you know, really feel that kind of family feeling.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
Or that thing that we've spoken about before, maybe that, you know, you can grow up in a family, but each member of that family has a massively different experience because they've all kind of got that. They've got their set role in the family, haven't they? And I wonder what Ali's role was in her family.
Yeah, and she spoke about how she's sort of emotionally open and warm, which is, you know, certainly true. And that perhaps wasn't a good fit with the rest of the family, that she sort of described them as cold and unemotional. And the other thing that I thought was sort of striking is that I think you can stereotype children.
Definitely.
And all sorts of people do it. Like they kind of go, oh yeah, oh well, yeah, little Johnny, he's the clever one.
They're the that one, and they're
yeah.
the that one.
Oh, he's
yeah.
the sporty one.
Yes.
And it kind of rules out like the other kids from ever sort of taking that territory.
Absolutely.
And I find it quite frustrating when people do it to my children, because I sort of think, well, let's not say too soon. They're only 2 and 5. Like, you know, let's not rule
one of them out.
Damn
them for all eternity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
does that explain why when I get together with my parents, I turn into a really grumpy 14-year-old, basically? I just regress to that, I don't know.
That's what they're expecting.
Yeah,
so here
that's
I
what
am.
They're expecting.
Yeah. I won't change in your eyes. Yeah, it's very true. And I mean, I don't know what Ali was, but I think she wanted, you know, she was kind of the bookish. She enjoyed reading. And then her mum, like, I don't think this is in the podcast, but her mum threw away like all her writing that she'd done.
Oh,
and whether she was sort of just trying to stop her from, you know, being academic or being kind of like, you know, enjoying school, I don't know. Mm. But certainly, like from what Ali said, that I think that was something that she really wanted to pursue. And I think it's something that's sort of one of her sort of sadnesses of her childhood is that she didn't really get that chance to do that kind of thing. So, yeah, I don't know what stereotype her mum had her down as, but it wasn't the clever one.
So bear with me, because I'm going to go in for another recap. So Ali's daughter had left with Ali's second husband, who's Connor's dad, and they were living together, but they were kind of denying that it was a relationship, weren't they? And then Ali basically finds out that her daughter is pregnant, so it is definitely a relationship.
Yeah, that was a shock when she told me that. And of course, she did that thing of just like dropping it into a conversation as its most normal thing, which, you know, I totally get. But yeah, I think it was really hard for Connor as well, because he doesn't know whether to think of that baby as his, well, small child now, as his niece or his sister.
Oh, God.
Not that he's ever met her. And it was strange seeing the picture of in Ali's hall, like, you know, just a member of the family, but she's never met them either. It's just a photo of Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm sure that this happens so much. Families that have split up and then people like living off the scraps of information that they can find on social media.
Yeah, I think people definitely do that. And I know that it's one of the things with children who are adopted that you have to be particularly careful not to put them on social media, because, you know, obviously their birth family might be...
will always be on the
lookout,
probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So looking to the future, where do you think Ali's at the moment? Do you think she'd like to meet someone?
I think, yeah, she would really like to meet someone. I think she's pretty nervous about that. Obviously, if you've listened to the podcast, you know why.
Yeah.
But her sons are very funny on that. They're kind of like, yeah, you know, they have to come past us first in the future. Like they're like kind of the heavies on the door,
because
they
sweet.
they want to make sure she doesn't make any more mistakes.
That's very endearing. I liked the bit where she talked about, you know, how do you bring up, if you've got a backstory like hers, how do you bring that up when you're dating? You know, she talks about not just being an episode of Jeremy Kyle, but a whole series.
Yeah.
And, you know, at what point do you bring that up in conversation?
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that until she said it. And then I was like, yeah, it is tricky, isn't it? And I mean, like, I had a slight experience of that, because when I was dating in London, there was always the question of like, oh, you know, how many siblings have you got? Have you got like brother and sister or whatever? And because I had lost my brother, it was always kind of like, yes, now it's going to be awkward, because they obviously then feel a bit awkward. And blah, blah, blah. So actually when my husband met me, we were sort of set up by friends.
Okay.
And so we'd been kind of like emailing each other.
Mm.
And one of his friends said to him, oh, have you stalked her on social media?
Oh, my
bringing
God.
That subject again. And he was like, no, he's not really like that into social media.
No.
And they were like, oh, you should have a look. Like, you know, just have a look online. Like, put her, you know, have you Googled her? And so then he had to like Google me and da, da, da. And of course, he found out that my brother had been killed, because it was quite a big news at the time. And so he was like, right, you know, and sort of obviously he found out this big piece of news. And I think he must have then thought, oh, what am I going to do with that bit of news? Because actually it's quite difficult then, isn't it? Because you know something, but you're not kind of meant to know in a way. But Anyway, so hats off to him. Like in the first 5 minutes of meeting him, we were like, literally, I can still remember walking up the road from Ladbroke Grove Station. And he said to me, oh, I have to be really honest with you here. Like some close friends of mine told me that I should like Google you. Mm. And of course, I found out about your brother and like how he'd been killed in those terrorist bombings. And I just wanted to say, you know, how terribly sorry I was. And it was brilliant. Because actually, wow. It was kind of like, out there. I don't have to go through my backstory. Like, you know.
God, good for him. That's a kind of... That's a brave move, isn't it?
Yeah, like, and that was one of those things that I always kind of think about. I thought about afterwards, like, yeah, that was cool that he did that.
Yeah,
like, yeah, he had balls. Like,
yeah, you know, absolutely. That's a brilliant way of dealing with it.
Made it a lot easier. Yeah. So, Patrick. Yeah. So well done.
Okay, so here's our regular slot where we recommend a podcast that we've been listening to. So, Claire, what is it this week?
Well, staying on the dating theme.
Okay.
Swipe Left, Swipe Left.
Okay.
Have you heard it?
No, I haven't. Tell me all about
it. Okay, so it's really cool. It's basically, it's just stories of people's dates, but mostly ones that have gone wrong.
Brilliant.
But it's done with, you know, real kind of comedy moments. And okay. It's all those sort of, you know, when your friends are dating and they're telling you these hilarious stories, it's those. But they have found some really good ones.
And is it sort of mixed age group or is it mainly younger people?
The ones I've heard have been reasonably young people. Yeah. But I certainly haven't listened to the whole back catalogue. So, okay. But yeah, the one that I listened to recently was about a guy who'd been on a date with this woman who was sort of like middle ground politics kind of thing. Turned out that she was like this staunch conservative and so wanted to call him like this like bloody lefty the whole time sort of thing. God. Like, and he was just sort of like, I don't know, I'm more like middle ground kind of thing. Anyway, the whole like date kind of spirals into sort of almost a fight with like somebody with a homeless person. It is very funny. So I can recommend it.
Okay, I'll have a listen.
So our final section is what have we learned from this episode? So Susie, what have you learned from Ali Gold's Life Less Ordinary?
Sort of going back to quite early on, that thing about whether you can remember actual events through hypnotherapy. I mean, Ali clearly feels that she did. I think memory is such an interesting area, but you know, there's real controversy over this,
yeah,
isn't
definitely.
There? So we'd love to hear from anyone who has either discovered something through hypnotherapy that turned out to be true, or maybe if you remembered something and it turned out not to be true, that would be equally fascinating to hear about.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that.
I think the second thing is just that reminder that the messages that we get as children are very much taken to heart. You know, Ali was told that she wasn't bright and clearly this was something that really stayed with her.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because she set up a project which works with girls and young women and it's all about helping them to realise their potential.
Yeah.
And it's clearly something that she feels really strongly and like early on felt that she hadn't really realised her potential.
Yes, yeah. Finally, that the backstory podcast can be used as an aid to dating. Because basically, if Ali wants to go on a date, she could just direct somebody to the podcast and then she doesn't have to have that difficult conversation.
Like, if you're still interested after listening to this, get back to me.
Yeah, so maybe that's what we should all do. Just make a podcast about your backstory, job done. And
then
you don't have to have those slightly awkward conversations.
Yeah, maybe this is like a future kind of business for us.
I think we'll make, so, yeah.
People, like, you want to tell your date the whole backstory in one go?
Yeah, my God.
Thanks so much for listening. Please do share and recommend this two-parter if you found it interesting. Stick it on your Facebook page with a ringing endorsement and see it as payment for all our hard work. This is the end of season two, but we're currently working hard on season three and we'll be back with that in less than a month's time. So make sure you keep us in your library and we look forward to bringing you a whole new set of backstories. We are The Backstory Podcast on Facebook and Instagram, at The Backstory Pod on Twitter. So for season two, this is over and out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks again to our sponsor, James, from 16 Degrees Coaching. Don't let your backstory define your future. Email him, james@16degreescoaching.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.